Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
As a Christian, you represent Christ at all times. Wherever you go, whatever you say. I wonder what impression people have of Christ when they see you or talk with you. We're in Colossians today, chapter 3, beginning in verse 18. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church there in Colossae, begins now describing three different relationships. One, husbands and wives. Two, parents and children. And lastly, three, masters and slaves. In each case, there was a mutual responsibility to submit and to love, to obey and to encourage, to work and to be fair. I wonder if you've examined yourself, your family, your work relationships. If you did, do you relate to others as God intended you to relate? Again, Colossians 3, verse 18, Paul the Apostle begins by saying, "Wives, be in subjection to your husbands as fitting to the Lord." Our Living Bible version says, "You wives, submit yourself to your husbands, for that is what the Lord has planned for you." In Psalms 101, verse 2, we read, "I will walk within my house with a blameless heart." Blameless. That means complete and it means whole. Many of us can seem to live a victorious Christian life in public. But what about in the home? What are we like in private, behind closed doors? What are we like with our wife and our husband and our children? Now, this passage is not some moral guide for marriages. It's rather a practical and God-given instruction to the believer. Commands for the born-again individual and certainly for the born-again couple. For a home that does not know Jesus intimately does not have the ability nor the power to live out these qualities. What was the first institution that God founded? And I know many of us will answer, family. But you need to know that that's actually incorrect. God's first institution was not family, but rather a relationship and one of obedience between man and himself. And further, for man to care for what he had been given. The latter one reflects our service. The proof of all of this is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and chapter 2, verse 7, and finally, chapter 2, verse 15. These verses, as well as the events and calling, occurred prior to Eve's creation. Now, how does this play into the commitment and sanctity of the Christian family? Well, it relates to all of that. Unless these first institutions are met and nurtured, all the other institutions that God has laid upon us, are going to be dysfunctional. They're going to cause a constant struggle. Now, that includes the gift and responsibility of marriage and family. So we have to have that first relationship with Christ, that first relationship of service, before we can ever be the man or the woman that we're called to be in our marriages and in our families. Now, something you need to note today, please note that the word here is wives, not women. That's important because often the culture we live in wants to read it that way. This is wives as in relationship to women submitting to their husbands, not women submitting to their men in general. 1 Peter 4, Ephesians 5 does indeed tell us to submit one unto the other. And that goes both directions, male and female. And we are called to submit one to another, not in any kind of pecking order, but for harmony and order within the body of Christ, within the family. So this covers that mutual submission that's requested for outside of marriage. But it is a wife who is to submit to her husband, not just to any male. Please note that. Furthermore, the word submit, it's actually a military term meaning to rank under. It's not a dismissive kind of situation here. This does not imply worth. It doesn't imply value or to say that the wife is inferior in any way to her husband, but rather it is an arrangement for order and unity within that marriage. Now, the problem women generally have with this instruction is in the understanding of what is actually said. We often don't take into consideration the whole of this passage, nor the whole of this subject that is, as it is handled in the totality of Scripture, for that matter. To grasp the entirety of this verse, we need to know what the entirety of Scripture says concerning a wife's submission, as well as coming to grips with the idea of humility, servanthood, order within the body of Christ, as well as family in general. Jesus himself actually was the supreme example of what it means to live in submission and humility. While this direction is not limited to marriages where both individuals are believers, it does stand to reason that the only way this works as designed is in combination with the next verse directed to husbands, and we'll get to that the next time we're together.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.